Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's been a lot of talk about the renaming or the proposal to rename Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. And I see that the Business Tech reporting that South Africa could lose its United States consulate in Johannesburg if the city changes its name of Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. So on Thursday, the 13th of March, a motion to rescind the renaming of Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive was dismissed after a vote during a council meeting. Many councillors claimed that the process was fraught with problems, including questionable support from residents. But why do it at all? Is it worth it? Why change the name of Sandton Drive? Why specifically Sandton Drive? And why to Leila Khalid Drive? Furthermore, what will it cost the city? Well, joining us this morning is Councillor Tapelo Ahmad, who is the former mayor of Johannesburg and chairperson of the Al Jamaa Party in Gauteng. Councillor, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Can you just take us through why the proposal existed in the first place to change the name of Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive? Why Sandton and why Leila Khalid?
You should remember that as South Africa, we are a sovereign state. We are a sovereign country, and we need to be recognized and be acknowledged as such. So in 2018, I think when President Donald Trump was in the office, mm-hmm. he was perpetuating a narrative that in South Africa, there's a white genocide, mm-hmm. which of course at the time it was a lie. Mm. And further, he then declared the state, or rather the capital city, Al-Aqsa, which is called Jerusalem, to be the capital city of Israel. Mm-hmm. And you know that Al-Aqsa or Jerusalem belongs to the Palestinians. So this is where we found that for those who derive from the narratives or the writings of Steve Biko, I write what I like. So we as South Africans, particularly in Johannesburg as an independent government, we then came together as parties. We negotiated amongst ourselves. And then we came about two motions. One motion was Mama Winnie Mandela. The second motion was Leila Khalid. So simultaneously, the motions were tabled in council. So for us, it was us as South Africans trying to write our own history, trying to rewrite the history of a colonial master, because we understand that the colonial master and the supremacy sometimes tends to undermine the people, the sovereign people. So if you go to Deep Slot in Region A, mm-hmm. you find roads and streets that are regions, for an example, USA, the name of the street here in South Africa, written USA Boulevard, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. California Boulevard, or you may name them New York Boulevard, right? So why is it wrong for Sandton Drive to be renamed Leila Khalid? Leila Khalid, Americans might perceive her as a terrorist, but one man's terrorist is another man's liberator.
All the right. same way Mama yes. Winnie, sorry, carry on.
Yeah.
The same way that?
I'm saying that the same way Mama Winnie Mandela or Tata Nelson Mandela at a time were once upon a time perceived as terrorists.
I just want to stop you there and just ask you a couple of questions on what you've yeah. said. So firstly, I'm always concerned about the argument that Nelson Mandela, just because Nelson Mandela was called a terrorist, doesn't mean that anybody that nobody else can be. So if I falsely accuse somebody of being a thief, it doesn't mean that nobody's a thief in the future. Somebody can be a thief. So let's just put that aside. I'm also concerned about a couple of things that you said. The one thing was in that it was clearly a reaction to Donald Trump and whatever he maybe he said about white genocide at the time, about moving the capital to of the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. In other words, it was very, very clearly a deliberate act to annoy annoy the United States because of a decision that they made that in fact has got nothing to do with South Africa. And the other comment that you made was that Al-Aqsa, Jerusalem, absolutely belongs to the Palestinians. Well, Jerusalem was of course named by King David. They were there, the Jews were there way, way, way before the Temple Mount. In fact, the Temple Mount, Al-Aqsa, is built on the ruins of the temple, which obviously indicates you can't be a colonizer if your temple is underneath what somebody else has put on top. It's just not logical. So, but be that as it may, everybody can have their own view. Why would it serve the city of Johannesburg to take to annoy the United States to prove a point about a conflict that's many thousands of kilometers away? What benefit do South Africans and the residents of Johannesburg have for this? In fact, there's no benefit at all. On the contrary, it in fact is will do them damage. Furthermore, the city of Johannesburg is a mess. It's falling apart. We're crumbling. Do we really need to be focusing the energies of our council on the renaming, arguing about renaming a very bland name like Sandton Drive to the name of somebody who you might think is a hero, I might think is a terrorist? To what end? The cost is significant in renaming all the streets and all the signs. It annoys some of our the international countries that whom we do have a significant amount of dealings with, and it's just more money taken away and more focus taken away from the residents of Johannesburg. So even if I agree, even if I don't agree with who I think Leila Khaled was, which was a person I think who hijacked aeroplanes. She was the first woman to hijack aeroplanes. I don't see that as being something that I would want to aspire to, or my children. But that aside, there's no benefit to the city of Johannesburg, and that surely should be council's first preference.
I think. Respectfully, I think there's a few errors that I've identified from your statement. First, let me derive from one of my colleagues in council when the motion that was brought by the Democratic Alliance was brought. Mm-hmm. He then said, I am not going to debate because I was part of the struggle. However, I am going to educate you. So generally, ordinarily, in SA, most of our history was written by an oppressor. Most of our history was written from the lenses of those who were perpetuating apartheid. For an example, you find that one of the streets is called Jan Smuts Avenue. One of the streets is called Verfoor. Right, and you if you remember, there's a person called Dimitri Tsafendas. I'm not sure if you know him. Mm-mm. Dimitri Tsafendas. He's a gentleman from the SACP who killed apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but we can further elaborate on
yes,
that,
yes, of
on
course, for yes, yes.
However, we're talking about Leila Khaled. I will try to narrow it down so that we can understand. As for why did we name Leila Khaled Drive? So Mama Winnie Mandela at the time, you know, fortunately I saw part of apartheid in South Africa, right? And maybe fortunate enough, there wasn't ethnic cleansing at the time, mm-hmm. but the brutality and dehumanization of black people, right? I've witnessed that, and I've experienced it personally. I might not be old in age, but when apartheid was phased out, I was a toddler. Maybe I was running around with napkins before the what
they call right. Okay.
Yeah. So you said Al-Aqsa was built by David for argument's sake.
No, I said the temple.
And
right.
This has nothing. The temple. Yes. Mm. This has nothing to do with the Jewish as a religion. It's not a conflict between Jewish and Muslims as a religion, but it is. It's not even a conflict. It is genocide. It is ethnic cleansing.
People well, I know that's certainly right. When Hamas sent thousands of people, it was genocide. They were trying to killed women, children, babies. That was a genocide. I'm sorry. It is 7 o'clock. I do need to leave it there. It is a conversation I would love to continue having, but we do need to end it. Unfortunately, that was Councillor Tapelo Ahmad, who's the former Johannesburg mayor chairperson of Al Jama'a in Gauteng, giving us some background as to why the city, why there was this motion, why they, in fact, brought the motion to change Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. Very, very clearly, according to him, it was a reaction to the United States and reaction to Donald Trump. So very, very clearly, even if we suspected it, that has now been confirmed. 701.